faith and do the best job we can to have a positive impact. And that's some of the things we'll be talking about on Wednesday nights. And there's copies of the first lesson for both of those classes on the table as well as on the website. And so pick up one of those if you can. And please join us for our Bible studies this coming quarter. Not to mention, you know, that the teachers are working hard for the kids, and it's a great opportunity for you to get your kids involved as well. And so Kevin, in a few minutes, is going to talk about our new theme. You might have seen it when you walked in this morning, the idea of faith at home, and how our home life is a great opportunity to practice our faith. In fact, we have a great responsibility to behave in the home and in a way that's in harmony with God's Word. And so we'll think about that some more in a moment. Yesterday, we gathered here to remember the life of Blanche McKay. And, we're still sad to think about how she's no longer with us. And, you know, our church is a family. And she was like a mother to many of us. And you should have been here because, you know, we need to come together and we need to think about these relationships. And we need to learn from one another. And her service is actually, it'll be on our website also this afternoon. You can hear that. If you weren't here yesterday, you know, please listen into it. The family spoke about, you know, all that she had meant to them. And I just think there's so many lessons there that we all need to learn. You know, part of what I said was using a scripture in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4. The story of Abel, and it says, "By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks." And so we're talking about how Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. We don't offer animal sacrifices today, but the Bible does tell us that we're to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice to God. And so that's something each and every one of us should do. And so when we read that Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, I was making the point that, you know, that's what she did. She offered her life as a sacrifice to God. And we talked about, you know, how she served God and how faithful she was and how she looked for ways to serve other people and to do what she could to encourage them and draw them closer to God. And so tried to make kind of a parallel there that, you know, our sister McKay, she offered an excellent sacrifice in the way that she offered her body as a living sacrifice to God, as we're all to do. And a couple other points there in verse 4 is that, that's how we see that we're righteous. That's how we obtain witness that we are righteous, by the choices we make to sacrifice and to serve God. And even though she's no longer with us, she's still teaching us by her example. But when you look at that Hebrews 11, there's a contrast there. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice, it says, than Cain. And so it's comparing what Abel did and the choices that Abel made with Cain, his brother, who did not offer such an excellent sacrifice. We turn to the original story back in Genesis, and we see there was a contrast. God respected Abel and his offering, but he didn't respect Cain and his offering. And as a result of this, Cain was very angry. His countenance fell. God said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your countenance falling? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. Its desire is for you." And then God said to him, "But you should rule over it." In other words, you know, Cain had a choice about the type of sacrifice that he would offer. And Abel chose to offer an excellent sacrifice. Cain did not. And God said, "You can do better than that. If you want to, you can offer an excellent sacrifice as well. You need to make a better choice about this." And so we were talking about our sister Blanche McKay, and she chose to give her life as an excellent sacrifice to God. We were talking at the lunch table yesterday about how I wonder if when we're gone, if people will be able to say nice things about me or about Ellen or Riley. He was there. We were talking about it. You know, what are people going to say about us at our funeral? Are we making an excellent sacrifice? Are you making an excellent sacrifice with your life today? And the point is, it's a choice that we all can make. Sister Blanche chose to do that, and we can choose to do that. And we have to make that choice every day of our life because, you know, what it's going to come down to is what kind of life did we live? Are we putting God first the way that she did? It's a choice each and every one of us can make. And so what does this have to do with the Lord's Supper? You know, the Lord's Supper is certainly a time when we remember Jesus. And I think primarily that's the first lesson. Do this in remembrance of me and remember his sacrifice. But it's also a time of self-examination. That's what he went on to say in verse 28. Examine yourself as you eat the bread and drink of the cup. And so, you know, that's what I'm trying to get us to think about, self-examination. What kind of sacrifice am I making? Look at what Jesus did for me. But what am I doing in my life for him? And if we do examine ourselves today and find that, you know, it's inadequate, it's not what it ought to be, then the Lord's Supper is also a time of change. It's a time when we can repent. It's a time when we can decide that we want to do better. And so maybe that's where some of us find ourselves today. We remember what Jesus did for us, examine ourselves,